think you could be a lifeguard if they paid you enough? One third of pools this summer are dealing with a lifeguard shortage, but nevertheless, people were outraged when they found out that some Los Angeles lifeguards were being paid between, wait for it, $300,000 and $510,283 a year.
It's amazing what overtime can do for a city or a state employee, right? It is. I remember growing up at the pool at my condo complex, Anna. Mm-hmm. That person wasn't a lifeguard. They had the lifeguard signs up that said, you know, no lifeguard really on duty, swim at your own risk. That person checked passes.
That's what you think. It's not easy to be a lifeguard.
I don't think it is.
No, I heard this and I was like, maybe I can be a lifeguard, like part-time in the summer.
Maybe 20 years ago.
Some extra money. No, I've never been a good swimmer. And then I was looking at, like, what are the requirements to actually become a lifeguard? And it's no joke. You have to swim 300 yards. I'm not even sure. I think that's 3 football fields. That seems really, really far.
It's a little over 900 feet.
You have to hold your breath for 1 to 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. I definitely can't do that. I don't even like when the shower hits me in the face. I have a hard time when that happens. And then dive 7 to 10 feet. I can't blow bubbles out of my nose. Can you?
Is that a requirement? Did you see blow bubbles out of your nose?
No, I feel like all real swimmers know how to. I always...
It's just exhaling.
But Raven has a pool. And mm-hmm. The one thing that I thought was really interesting is that you have to tread water for a minimum of 2 minutes. So we asked Raven yesterday to jump in the pool and to see if he could do it.
Okay. Everybody knows there's only one way to get in a pool, and that is to jump in said pool.
Listen to that dive. I mean, it sounds like I'm a lifeguard, right?
Do you belly flop in? What do you do to get into your pool?
I dive.
Really?
Did you hear that dive? That dive sounded fantastic.
All right. So you start treading water, and here's what happens.
All right. Let's start treading water. That's amazing how quick you just want to grab the side because it's there.
Now, I hear all that noise there, Raven. Mm. And here's what I know that you don't know.
What's up?
Real lifeguards have to keep their hands in their armpits when they're treading water. You're using your arms.
Yeah, I was always taught that you use your arms and your legs to tread water, and that helps to make it less strenuous. So that would make the 2 minute thing make more sense if they can't use their arms.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fingers in armpits.
A lot harder than I remember.
And you're using your arms.
Yeah.
You just want to grab the side. Because it's there and you know you can't. I almost feel like I'd be better off swimming.
Of course you'd be better off swimming. But if you're in the middle of the ocean, you got to save somebody's life.
Well, right. I think you're supposed to save your life and your energy too with that. But okay.
Now you're getting all panty.
It gets a little bit tired.
Right, exhausting. And then you continue.
This part of the experiment where you want to grab hold of like the sinking boat or something. I don't know, however long that is. That's going to be it.
And now your wife, Alicia, was timing this the whole time, and she makes the announcement.
4 minutes and 17.
You are definitely using your arms.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to use the arms.
Do you think if you did it without your arms, you'd be able to do it for half as long?
I don't know. You know, I knew that the entire process was frustrating for me because it's just funny psychologically how once you get in the water, you immediately want to grab the edge because it's there.
I'm going to try today. I'm going to do it with my hands in my armpits, being a terrible, terrible, terrible swimmer, and we'll see how I do.
I'm not going to shake your hand tomorrow, I can tell you that.